We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B hip-hop throwbacks. Now, we started off the show, Varick, this morning with the Rock Summer Music Fest, Rock Summer Soul Fest Takeover.
Okay.
Summer Soul Takeover. So if people woke up hearing some Big Daddy Kane and Herd Sights Mix and heard a couple of them, you heard the interviews with Kid and Play.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, it was a bit of a takeover back. And we continue in the takeover.
We appreciate it.
All right, listen. Now talk a bit about tonight's show at Parcel 5.
And tonight is going to be iconic. It's going to be truly iconic. Mm. We got our boys right here, Troop, in the building.
What's up?
So we got Troop, we got Big Daddy Kane coming in from Boston. Mm. The band is already here. Yeah, I said live band. I know y'all not used to seeing Big Daddy Kane with a live band.
Mm.
Yeah, but he's coming with a live band.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
No doubt. So, I mean, this is a rare occasion, and we definitely appreciate that. And we also have the iconic, the beautiful Adina Howard.
Oh, okay.
You know, coming in as well.
And very nice. I don't think people realize I've met Adina Howard. She's a really nice young lady.
Oh, yeah. She absolutely
and smart.
Is.
Yeah, and
no
smart.
Doubt.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Doubt. So, I mean, the vibe is going to be unbelievable and iconic tonight. So, definitely want to get out to Parcel 5. This is a new venue for us. You know, usually we're over at Frontier Field. But, you know, tonight Rochester gets to be Rochester and bring out their own lawn chairs.
Oh. You know, I can bring my lawn chair?
You can bring your lawn chair. So, you know.
Can't bring no food, though.
No food. We're going to have plenty of food there, plenty of G&G steak out there.
Yeah.
You know, and everything else. A lot of other shoot your shot. You know, other iconic, you know, Jamaican cuisine. Come on, man. Wow. It's going to be ridiculous tonight.
Man, I had breakfast already. I'm ready for lunch. Yes, gentlemen of Troop, good morning, guys. How you
good
feeling
morning.
Today?
Good, man.
Please right. introduce yourselves really quick.
I'm Stephen Russell Hartz. Alan McNeil.
Now, I got to thank you guys for stopping in today. And this is where I'm going to hand it over to Sight. Because Sight made a statement yesterday. And I don't know if you heard the show. I don't know if you were traveling or anything like that. Sight, I give the floor to you, sir.
So yesterday, I ruffled a few feathers, and we were talking about you guys, and the song All I Do Is Think of You. There's been about, three or four different versions of that.
Yes,
Jackson 5's being the original. So I said, out of all the versions, Troop did it the best. I said, the Jackson 5's is classic, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful record, but nobody did it better than Troop.
Oh, wow.
So a few people called in, said I was crazy, I was losing my mind. So we went to the front lines, to our frontliners. Guess what they said?
What's that?
Said, I agree with you.
Okay.
Troop did do it the best.
Okay.
So you guys got the ultimate say. Who did it better, the Troop or the Jackson 5?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I'm a big Jackson fan. I mean, I fell in love with the song when I first heard it so much just based on the way Michael performed it. But we have Alan in our group. So, I mean, Mike is the best, but, I mean, Alan did a job on him on this record, you know.
Oh, wow.
He didn't touch Al on that, so.
Wow.
Come on, we're not politicians. The Troop do it the best or not? That's what I want to know.
Just tell me, because the fans, we did a newer version.
I like the Jackson's version. We did a newer version.
Yeah, we just did
you can't take
more energy.
You can't take nothing from the Jacksons, though.
Now let me ask: when you're in the studio, take me back to that time, because remix, people are like, don't touch remix. You're not allowed to touch remix. Was there ever any hesitation on Troop or any concern about touching a iconic Jackson 5 record?
No, because it wasn't an iconic Jackson 5 record. Nobody knew the record. Nobody was a B-side. Nobody even heard of that record. Just, you know, the people who were back in that time. But in 1988, 1991, our audience had never heard of the records. So it was a brand new record.
That answer just proved my point, because you guys made a record that wasn't really a hit, an iconic record.
Right,
so y'all proved my point.
Right.
Yeah, we made it the number one record.
I've been trying to tell him he's right, but he just got to hear it from everybody. So when he hears it from Troop, it just reaffirms him. I told him he was right. I was the one that called him crazy. And I apologize for the last 24 hours. So
Rochester scene? So we talking about 88, 89.
Uh-huh.
I'm in high school, Wilson Magnet, baby. Come on, Wildcats.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you were at East, Edison, wherever, Marshall. Hey, this song was it.
Definitely.
Bro, I used to play that and Spread My Wings over and over and over again.
Yeah. Man.
So being able to bring these guys in, come on, man. This means the world to me.
It's unbelievable. Troop, don't miss him tonight. Parcel 5, Rock Summer Soul Music Festival, going to be a great show. Yeah. Big Daddy Kane going to be there tonight. Absolutely. Dina Howard's going to be there tonight. Tomorrow, you got Kid and Play coming into town. Silk is going to be here. It's going to be quite this. Yo-Yo's going to be in town. A number of different acts. Number of different acts for tomorrow. I got to ask Troop, you know, when you hear that record, I always go back to when people hear records on the radio for the first time. Where were you at that point? And did you say, oh, mama, I made it. Dad, I made it. Family, I made it, you know?
By the time the second album came out, we were on the road constantly. So we were on tour when the song actually started getting airplay. We were actually on Spread My Wings was the single, and mm-hmm. radio kind of forced our hands on All I Do Is Think of You. So we were on the road at that time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. It
on the Hammer tour.
Yeah, when we first heard it on the radio, All I Do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were on the radio at the time. What about any of the other records? What was the first song you heard on the radio? Was it that
Mama
one?
Mamacita.
Oh, Mamacita was the first one. Yeah, so how did that feel?
Crazy. I had to go outside to myself and like, dang.
They just
that's
played
really,
that.
Yeah, that's really oh, the, that's really the radio.
Even though you had sung it so many different times matter, to hear man. Your voice.
Well, we just had recorded it. We hadn't been on tour. I was still in high school, so we hadn't been on tour or anything yet. So
did they believe you in high? Because you know, in high school, man, he ain't on no record.
But we were on Donnie Simpson my last week of school.
What? So last week? So you couldn't even walk in with the clout?
By everybody saying, you know, it was so many years went by of us saying, watch us next week, we coming out. You know, so years go by, people are like, we stopped talking about it.
Yep.
So the last week of school, graduation week, Donnie Simpson came on, and everybody saw us on Donnie Simpson. Then we were out of school 3 days later, so the glory was just that fast. And
oh my goodness!
They had to enjoy us from afar from that point.
They had to deal with it.
So for those youngins out there that don't know who Donnie Simpson is, Video Soul, that used to be on BET back in the day.
Yes, no doubt.
Yes, and I worked Google with him. Donnie for like man 15 years.
Yeah.
So oh, wow. at Radio One, he's still at Radio One now in DC. So talk about iconic.
Yeah,
Donnie was a standard. If you got on Donnie Simpson, everybody from Whitney Houston, he broke some folk.
He's playing our new singer.
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, so it's interesting. I got a chance to hear the new single, and then it's the remake of Lady in My Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling your manager, I was like, listen, man, I like my job. I stay in my lane, but I had to hear the record. So I heard it this morning. I was like, yo, that record is nice. You performing that tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And I promise you, we're not planning these records. We're not. It's just downloads that's coming in, and you know, and we have a Stephen Russell in the group, but we got a super producer in the group, so he takes these records and turn them into monsters, you know. So yeah.
We had that discussion about doing a remake on this song.
That's one of my favorite Michael records. It's not a big record, but it's one of my favorite. Yeah.
Did have that discussion on this one. I didn't want to mess with the Allen.
I thought you did a great job. I ain't gonna lie to you. Beforehand, I'm like, I'm not in programming. I'm into this. I'm into the content. And then I heard the record, like, I do like that record.
Wow.
I do like the version y'all did of that record.
Wow.
And I'd like to hear that tonight at Parcel 5.
Wow.
So that'll be real interesting. Yeah, so thank you. I must say that for at least trying it. A lot of people wouldn't attempt something like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went through that. I'm glad you went through it. Wait, who didn't want to?
Hey, I told you it was a feat. I said, man, this is a
feat. Wait, you was right?
Like, okay, we done already done All I Do. We got away with that. The people liked it. Thank you. Steve, you want to do Lady in My Life? Are you insane? I'm
come
like,
on,
nah,
son.
No, nah, we can do something else. He said, no, man, Al, I'm telling you, we can do this record.
Okay.
And I trusted him. I trusted him. We got in the studio. We did it. And it's one of my favorite tunes, man.
Yeah, good.
It's one of my favorite tunes.
I'm glad y'all did it, man. I really did. It's a really nice record. Looking forward to Rock Summer Soul Music Fest tonight. Can people get their tickets? RockSummerSoulFest.com?
Absolutely. And if I was everyone, get them in person. You can buy them at the gate, of course, but go to Auditorium Theater. Go to, you know, House of Guitars. Go to People's Choice, Sobrino's. No fees when you get them there. You know,
no fees.
So, no fees.
Oh,
no, just buy them straight out. So,
caught my attention.
You know, Rochester's a walk-up town. Let's walk up tonight and tomorrow.
Yep. Enjoy the Rock Summer Soul Music Festival. Remember, that is tonight and tomorrow. You can go tonight and catch these guys, Big Daddy Kane and Adina Howard, or you can go tomorrow, or you can buy tickets for both, right?
Absolutely.
Can I buy tickets for both tonight?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Like Ticketmaster will be on site.
And who else do you have on the show for tonight and tomorrow?
Tonight, Amir, you want to talk about that?
1,000%. So we have to give a special shout out to the Eastman School of Music. They have some amazing performers coming out. In addition to that, we have Jimmy Highsmith Jr., also featuring Prince O and Shy the Realist, some great local talent that are going to take you there. Anthony Dante as well. Again, just give you those R&B vibes. And of course, we have Troop in the building. We got Adina Howard coming to bless the stage, and Big Daddy Kane showing us that hip-hop energy, 50 years.
Looking forward to it tonight and tomorrow night, Rock Summer Soul Fest. Support this event. This is it, man. It's a lot of R&B, a lot of hip-hop, 50th anniversary. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Summer, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. We are 103.9 WDKX.